We own a steel mill in Cleveland, shipping in Texas, oil refineries in Seattle, and a factory in Chicago that makes miniature models of factories.
Building the perfect portfolio.
$100 billion.
Through the art and science of investing.
I want to know right now, and I want to know it quick. How the hell are you supposed to deal with this?
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
And now, here's everyone's favorite capitalist, Gabriel Wisdom.
It's Financial Wisdom weekdays, coast to coast, right here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. Robert Kiyosaki joins us. He's best known for his best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the number one personal finance book of all time. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki, by the way, is an American investor, businessman, self-help author, motivational speaker, financial literacy activist, and financial commentator. He's well known for the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. I believe the 15 books that he has written have combined sales of over 26 million copies. And his latest contribution, a new book just released, is called Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. That's good. Robert Kiyosaki. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Gabriel. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, thanks for being here. So why do A students work for C students and B students work for the government?
That's a good question. The real reason I wrote the book is because the question I ask most people is, school preparing you and your child for the real world? And depending upon what your answer is, you may value being an A student versus a C student. But the reality is that even A students don't have any financial education. So whether you're an A student or a C student, it really makes no difference in the world of money. Hey. And if you look at the richest people on planet Earth today, most of them dropped out of school. Like this young kid, he just started with a company, a Tumblr or something, he sold to Yahoo and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Branson and Disney and Ford and Edison. They all dropped out of school. So there's a reason that my point of view is that we have to have financial education, and we don't have a financial crisis. We have an educational crisis because the rich are getting richer than ever before. And that's my whole shtick.
Yeah, that's a good shtick. Hey, so what's the one thing about money that parents should discuss with a child right now, today?
Well, I think it was held during the last election between Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney. You know, I don't have the numbers exactly, but I think Obama made $3 million and paid 25% in tax, and Romney made $21 million and paid 12% in tax. And that just infuriated the poor people in the middle class. But I think an intelligent person, a parent should say, now, why is it that Mr. Romney makes more money and pays less in tax, and Mr. Obama makes less money and pays more in tax, or percentage-wise? And I really think is that if you're going to have financial education in schools, there's two subjects a student needs to know. One is debt, and one is taxes. And because debt makes the rich richer, and taxes make the rich richer, unfortunately, makes the poor. Those two subjects make the middle class and poor poor. So that's where it begins.
So you're saying that it's the school system's failure to teach kids about money in the first place. This is a call to action for parents and an opportunity to make the home an active and hopefully fun learning environment for lessons about money.
Amen. 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 You know, the reason I have my board games and electronic games and all this is because learning should be fun, not painful. You know, the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a true story. I'm fourth-generation Japanese-American. I grew up in Hawaii. And my dad was the head of education for the state of Hawaii. And he always did the same thing, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a job, save money, and invest in the stock market. And my rich dad, who never finished school, is my best friend's father, was an entrepreneur, and he said it exactly the opposite. And the way I learned to be, the reason I'm financially free is I learned to be an investor playing Monopoly. So I was 9 years old just playing Monopoly, having a good time, and today I play Monopoly all over the world. But I had fun. That was the big difference. It wasn't punishment. I mean, I flunked out of school several times because I didn't like school. I did graduate. I have a Bachelor of Science degree and all this. I just never found school fun, and not useful either. I just want to learn how to be rich. That's all I wanted to know.
I mean, that's what most people want to know, if they are willing to admit it to themselves or not.
Right.
That's another issue. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that was the classic book that launched Robert Kiyosaki's worldwide career. He joins us now. This is book, is it number 15 or 16?
I've lost count.
Okay, well, it's called Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. The latest new book from Robert Kiyosaki, who joins us right here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show, Graham, on the Business Talk Radio Network. Now, let's talk about those B students that work for the government. Or just, is that just, you know, just for fun, or do B students really work for the government?
Well, I believe you live in California, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at how much government bureaucrats are taking home in pay and benefits and retirement, It's really disgusting. It's absolutely. There was a story of a librarian who was earning $300,000 a year. There's a story of the lifeguards.
Yeah. You know, California is terrible. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly great if you're fortunate enough to work for
the government,
the city, or the state, and get a pension that's as large as your best year while you were working for the rest of your life. Plus the medical benefits and all the rest, but it's not sustainable. We can't afford to continue to pay into that system. That's
well,
problem.
Yeah. As they say, you know, California is a bellwether state. It's going to lead the country, but I think it's also leading the world. This off-balance sheet liability is called Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, and all the military and government retirements are going to bankrupt us. Mm-hmm. So I think California is just leading the pack right now.
So the B students work for the government.
And that's what my poor dad did. You know, he was an academic, A student, valedictorian, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But he worked for the government, and he was head of the teachers union for the state of Hawaii. And
you grew up in Hilo on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, a little sugar plantation town.
I remember when Hilo Hattie was alive.
Well, you and I have the same vintage then.
Yeah, and she actually was a pretty decent singer.
Yeah.
And now there's Hilo Hattie's clothing stores everywhere you go throughout the islands.
Right.
You started a company that brought to market the first nylon and Velcro surfer wallets.
Right.
How'd that go?
Well, I started that when I was 27 years old. I was working. I just got out of the military as a Marine pilot. And I got out of the military, and I was working for Xerox. And what my Richard always said to me is, you keep your daytime job and start a part-time business.
Mm-hmm.
So the business I started was these nylon wallets, and everybody laughed at my friends and I. But one year they took off, and there's three of us total. We're all in our 20s, and we became multimillionaires in our 20s. But as they say, you know, a fool and their money are one big party. It was a huge party.
Robert Kiyosaki, the new one, is called Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. The latest book from Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, right here on Financial Wisdom. You've played around in a lot of different industries, but it seems like you've come back to mining and precious metals and coins. Are you a gold bug?
I always have been. I own gold mines, silver mines, and copper mines. I'm in the mining industry, yes.
Hmm. And then real estate has been a big area for you as well.
Well, what I explain to people is that it's not real estate, it's debt. You see, there's good debt and bad debt. You know, most people say get out of debt and save money. What I do is exactly the opposite. With the Fed printing, the 10-year so low, you know, I'm borrowing money at 3.2%, 3.4%. And, you know, on a cap rate of 10, my spread is 7. So I just think I'm in hog's heaven.
Now, you know, I'm looking at the Wikipedia entry, and, I mean, everybody that pays attention to the news remembers, I think it was a year ago or so, one of your companies filed for bankruptcy over some dispute with Learning Annex. Was that just a fight that became public? Is that all that is?
Yeah, it's really a tragedy. You know, there's two stories, but that brings up another point. If you read it in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I said, if you're going to be rich, you have to have asset protection because, you know, as our friend Donald Trump says, people stand in line. They'll sue you for anything today.
Yeah, well, that's right. No, that's, so, especially if it's easy to get money from you.
Well, it's easy because the court system is pretty weak. So I got accused of all this stuff, and even though the judge said there was no case there, she let it go to a jury, and I lost. But unfortunately for the learning addicts, he didn't understand that my wealth is tied up in other entities.
Yep.
He sued an entity with no money in it.
Yeah, well, very interesting. So, I had a feeling with something like that.
Yeah.
There are three sides to every coin, you say. Every idea or situation has three sides, not just two sides. Can you stay with us, Robert?
Sure.
Robert
sure.
Kiyosaki is here, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 15, 16 books later, his latest, Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. Robert Kiyosaki here on Financial Wisdom. Tom, the one and only Robert Kiyosaki joins us from his secret location. I'm guessing somewhere in the United States. Scottsdale, Arizona, maybe.
Yeah, nobody else wants to be here during this heat.
Well, that's right. Well, you're a bargain hunter. You like it. You like to buy low, sell high. Everything goes on sale when it's hot like that. It's a dry heat, too. That's what they say on that coffee cup that you get, you know, for the filling up your gas tank at the over there at the mobile. Robert Kiyosaki has sold some 26 million copies combined of his 15-plus books. His most famous is the number one personal finance book of all time, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He's also the founder of the Rich Dad Company. And his newest book, just released, is Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Education for Parents, and reveals how to give a child a financial head start in life without giving them money. The title of the book, Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. Robert Kiyosaki. So, Robert, you say there are three sides to every coin. What do you mean?
Well, as you know, there's heads, tails, and then the edge of a coin. And unfortunately, most people get stuck on one side, heads or tails. And true intelligence is to be on the edge and see both sides. For example, I cover in my book, most people think the rich are greedy. But mm-hmm. if you look at it, to be rich, you actually have to be generous. And most people think that, you know, the rich are tax cheats. But really, to get tax breaks, you have to do what the government wants you to do. For example, I don't own one house. You know, most people have one house and they're quite happy with it. I own 5,000 homes.
Jeez. there's only 365 days in a year.
No, but they're rental units. I own apartment houses.
Uh-huh.
I own about 80 apartment houses. Hmm. So because I'm generous, because I provide housing, I don't pay tax. And so that's why I'm saying there's three sides to a coin. You can say, well, the rich are tax cheats. But really, when you see it from both sides, and this is from the tax, IRS, not a good name, the IRS, you know.
Yeah, but they're not giving anything away. You wouldn't get the tax break if there wasn't some give on your part.
They want us to do what the government cannot do, and in this case, I provide housing. When I invest in oil, I get a 30% break because the government wants more oil and gas because it brings the price of oil and gas down. And because I'm an entrepreneur and I provide jobs rather than have a job, I get tax breaks also. So the three sides of a coin, I'm not taking sides to say one is right or wrong, one is fair or the other. It's to be intelligent and sit on the edge, have some financial intelligence and see both sides. Then you and your child can decide which side do you want to be on. And that was the advantage I have for having a rich dad and a poor dad. My poor dad said my rich dad was a crook, and my rich dad said my poor dad was a crook. He's a government official.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Rich dad, poor dad. The Rich Dad Company is where you'd go, or richdadcoaching.com would be the official website, I believe, for Robert Kiyosaki. His latest book, Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government, here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show, Ways to Fight the Entitlement Mentality. Stop giving your children money and teach them how to fish. You know, that's the old give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and now he's got to go out and buy boots and a boat and fishing line. And pretty good for the economy, isn't it?
Well, that's why I'm not Republican or Democrat. That's not my fight. But the question I ask people, you know, Mr. Obama is heavily into the entitlement program, and that's giving people fish.
Yep.
So the question is, do you, if you want to understand Mr. Obama's point of view, just send your kid to school and that's what you'll learn. But if you want to learn Mr. Romney's point of view, that's what A students understand, you know, versus the C students, because C actually stands for capitalist. And I'm a hardcore Marine. You know, I fought in Vietnam twice.
Yeah.
I fought for capitalism. I did not fight for socialism or communism. Not that they don't have their points of view, but I truly do not believe that giving people more and more entitlements is going to make our country any healthier. So that's why I think financial education or teaching people to fish is really the way we need to go, except
Absolutely.
That our teachers' unions, like my poor dad, don't want to teach about money.
What were you flying when you were in the armed services?
I was a Marine helicopter gunship pilot.
Oh, wow.
Went down three times.
And then, oh, my gosh. Do you fly recreationally? Did you retain your pilot's license?
Once I served my country, I was over. Now I'm going to go into business.
Yeah.
So it was the best experience, and you know, I loved it. I'm really grateful I went. You know, I didn't come back with PTSD or anything like that, and I came back with all my bodies and finger parts and met some great people. So it was a great experience for me.
Robert Kiyosaki, the newest book, Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. This is Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Education for Parents and, of course, their kids. Why is it important to talk to your child about their dreams for the future and the different ways to define success?
You asked me that question?
Yeah, well, I should say that's covered in the book, isn't it? Why it is important?
Because their genius is found in their dreams. In other words, you know, when you ask it, kid doesn't want to be a mathematician necessarily. They want, you know, to do something else. But when you look into their dreams, you'll find their future, their genius, their native intellect. You know, and we all know that every child is born a genius, but by the time they leave school, they're idiots.
Yeah. So, well, they learn how to become tax slaves, as you say in your book.
Absolutely. So when I was a kid, you know, I only had one question. I said, how come, you know, I went to a rich school. My parents were poor. I said, how come they're richer than I am? And my question was, why do some people become rich, and why are most people poor and middle class? And that was kind of, you know, as Socrates said, you know, genius is found, wisdom is found in wonder. I kind of wondered why, and I'm still wondering why. You know, I still wander around asking that question, how did you make it and all this? I'm just kind of curious. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. What is a typical day like for you, Robert? I think you're in Arizona now. Do you always talk to the public? Do you have workshops all the time, or do you spend a lot of your day daydreaming and planning a future?
Now, most of my day starts at 4, and I'm through work by 8. That way I can get my work, you know, so my work is done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like most investors, I'm looking for deals at that point.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah.
But you congratulations on the new book, Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government, Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Education for Parents from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, right here on Financial Wisdom. Thanks, Robert. All the best to you. I want to thank Chris, our producer. Until next time, this is Gabriel Wisdom.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show and GabrielWisdom.com.